Hello, Saints. So today's topic, I'm going to talk about sifting. And I get this from Luke 22, 31 to 32. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. So when wheat is sifted in a sieve, it's usually shaken and thrown about to separate the wheat from other particles that are not. The wheat then falls through the sieve when it is separated, but the other particles, which are too big to fall through, are either tossed out or reground. Satan desired to sift Simon Peter to see if his faith would endure or not. This shaking tests men to see what they're made of, using worldly terms, and is part of the trials which all those who love Christ will endure. Acts 14:21-22. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. This is especially the case of new believers, fresh out of Satan's snare, who have a higher proclivity to fall back into it, if not walking circumspect. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. But the Lord does these things to prove and purge, that his saints may come forth as gold with a more perfect faith. Daniel 12, verse 10. Many shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Finally, remember how small the holes on the net of a sieve are. Only the fine wheat can pass through. Is it any wonder the Lord uses a similar example when speaking to the rich man? Luke 18:24-25. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. We see that Peter loved his life and ended up denying the Lord three times. He would have shipwrecked his faith, lest the Lord interceded and helped him in his weakness. Be encouraged that the same Lord which prayed for the strength of Peter's faith intercedes for his saints every day with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8:26-28. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So that was my short little study on sifting. Remember, when Satan sifts you to test you, to try you, to prove you, given a longer leash by God to prove his saints, remember that the same Lord that prayed for the faith of Peter is the same Lord that's making intercession for you as well. He desires that none perish, but that all come to the knowledge of the truth. So hold fast to that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what trial, no matter what temptation, no matter what tribulation. Remember to pray unceasingly, and the Lord will pray that your faith fail not. And he's faithful, and he won't suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are able, it says in the scriptures. So I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.